Great to be together again this afternoon, and you know, when I was listening to the beautiful songs, I was like, man, I hope that, really hope that, looking forward for heaven, because imagine all the fellowship that we just had, and being together, talking, and it's going to be like that in heaven, you know, just fellowship with one another, and with the Father, with the angel, with the apostles, and everyone there, and what a wonderful thing that will be. This afternoon, I want to share with you this lesson. I often talk about being thankful and, you know, just doing the research about different perspectives of being thankful. And I want to share some thoughts for a few minutes with you. Let's go to Psalms 118, verse 1. Psalms 118, verse 1, scripture that we all know. The Bible says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." You know, giving thanks and being a thankful person was characteristic of those condemned in Romans 1. Remember when Paul talked about those people that knew God, the Bible says, but did not honor Him as God. And the Bible says that they did not thank Him. So it is a terrible place to be when we're not thankful. We see everything that is going on right now in society. We were talking about a little bit, you know, just before coming here. All those people, the crazy ideas and the ideology that is going on. It's because, you know, when people are not thankful, that happens. We deviate from God's word and we make our own understanding. And the Bible is very clear about that. Listen to what it says in Colossians 3:15. Colossians 3:15, the Apostle Paul writes, "Let the peace that Christ gives control your thinking. It is for peace that you were chosen to be together in one body and always be thankful." So that is a beautiful scripture that really tells us that when we're thankful, we will have the peace that Christ gives. And that is a key element in this part of the what's going on nowadays. When we don't have the peace of God, we're not going to be thankful. We're not going to experience that peace with each other. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the Bible says, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "Whatever happens," this is the key part, "whatever happens, always be thankful. This is how God wants you to live in Christ Jesus." So us as Christians, when we are thankful, we're going to appreciate life. You know, we're going to see the positive things in our lives. Being thankful helps us to recognize our limitations, fragility, inabilities, and dependence upon others. So for a few minutes, I want to share with you in this regard, I want to share with you some of the things that I personally am thankful, and as a Christian, we ought to be thankful as well. The Bible says, you know, that God created this beautiful world for us. So I'm thankful for the creation. Consider the purpose of the creation. In Genesis 1:26, the Bible says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our own likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." You know, there's a lot of Hollywood movies that talk about people going to other planets to try to find an adequate atmosphere to live there. My wife and I just saw this movie called Interstellar. That's the name of the movie. And talks about that, you know, that this world is going to end and they're trying to find another world in another galaxy maybe and something like that. And we talk constantly with the kids and say, you see, I mean, this world was made perfectly by God. I mean, God created this world for us and we ought to be thankful for it. You know, and what a wonderful thing to be thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for creating this beautiful world for us, for humankind. Genesis 1:29, the Bible says, God said, I am giving you all the grain-bearing plants and all the fruit trees. These trees make fruit with seeds in it. This grain and fruit will be your food. Oh, what a wonderful God we have, that He not only provided this beautiful word, but He provided the raw materials for food, water, you know, for clothing, shelter, oxygen, and other items of interest in our lives. So, man, I just love watching all the documentaries about planet Earth and all the animals and everything. And even though they try to spin it like, oh, it happened so many millions of years, and there's always there's something, but just the images and the creation of God is just amazing. I mean, it's just what a wonderful God we have, and we believe in that. In the all-powerful God, and thank you, Lord, for everything. Moreover, for example, it is also in the creation that the basis of employment is found. Genesis 2:15, listen to what it says. Genesis 2:15, you know, so many people think that, employment or work was because of sin and after Adam and Eve. Saying no, that happened even before, you know, because we have a responsible and working God. God rested on the seventh day. We all know this, the Sabbath. And I mean, it was before that. So Genesis 2:15, the Bible says, and Jehovah God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. God gave man the responsibility. You know, hey, I'm giving you this, but you need to dress it, you need to keep it, right? And that's what we found, the basis for employment is found. So be responsible. I'm so thankful that God, you know, made us and gave us that responsibility. And we ought to be responsible as well and be, you know, in our employment, whichever it is, to be responsible. We're thankful for the resources that we need to build everything that we have that comes from the creation. So what a wonderful thing to remember, you know, for a lot of things. But moreover, I want to talk also that we have the sun, the moon, the stars as sources of beauty, navigation, and timekeeping. You know, when I was in high school in Laredo, Texas, brother right over there, he went and I remember when I was coming from high school, sometimes at night when it was a clear sky, I used to go on the roof and just look at the stars. I just love that, you know, just look at the stars and see the galaxies and everything. It really makes me feel like, what a wonderful God we have, you know, all the galaxies. The book that you guys have there about the galaxies and everything is just an amazing thing. What a wonderful and powerful God we have. Genesis 1:14-18, the Bible says, Genesis 1:14-18, the Bible says, then God said, let there be lights in the sky. These lights will separate the days from the nights. They will be used for signs to show when special meetings begin and to show the days and years. They will be in the sky to shine light on the earth. And it happened. Verse 16. So God made the two large lights. He made the larger light to rule during the day and the smaller light to rule during the night. He also made the stars. God put these lights in the skies to shine on the earth. He put them in the sky to rule over the day and over the night. They separated the light from the darkness. And God saw that this was good. Wow. I mean, it's just an amazing, powerful God that we have. And we're so thankful for God for giving us all the beauty and everything. We have a God that is an artistic God. We see it throughout creation, you know? Beautiful. Thank you, God, for that. I'm so thankful to God that He puts us on a planet where He has provided for us. He just didn't left us here and left us alone. No, He provided everything. Also, another thing that I'm thankful that I want to share with you is the Bible. Of course, God's Word, the Bible, the book, the best book ever in human history. God's revelation through the Holy Spirit. Now, when we consider this, when we consider that God chose, It's a key word. When God chose to reveal His mind to us, what a blessing that is. I mean, He chose to do that. And we're so blessed, brethren. We could not know God's thought without Him revealing them to us. But He did. And we're so blessed. 1 Corinthians 2:9-11. Listen to what it says. Let's go now to the New Testament. The Apostle Paul wrote this. 1 Corinthians. And in chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, listen to what it says. It says, "But as the scriptures say, no one has ever seen, no one has ever heard, no one has ever imagined what God hath prepared for those who love Him." Verse 10, "But God has shown us these things through the Spirit. The Spirit knows all things. The Spirit even knows the deep secrets of God. It is like this. No one knows the thoughts that another person has. Only the person's spirit that lives inside knows those thoughts. It is the same with God. No one knows God's thoughts except God's Spirit." So, every single day, we have to say, "Thank you, Lord, because we have the Bible. We have Your Word." And now, at this time and age where we have the technology, the application in our phone, we can just put it, even put play in it, listen to it. I think I shared this last time I was here with you, but some years ago, I visited Brother Wayne McCamey. And when I was talking with him in his office, he shared this with me. He was like, "You know, back in the day when I used to have a lot of meetings, I really didn't have time, believe it or not, to read the Bible, like just read it. So I bought a lot of cassette players, and I played it on my car when I was going to a meeting, to San Antonio, to Dallas area, to Oklahoma, to all of those places. And that's how I got to know God's Word better, because it was a constantly hearing of the cassette players." So he took advantage of that, and that was a great, you know, option. That was a great idea, and we ought to do the same to get the technology we have for our benefit. And what a blessing it is that we have it. Different versions, different languages. Thank you, God, for that. Also, we ought to be thankful for the faithful men whom God inspired to write His Word. Man, the Bible, you know, we see in the Bible that 40 different writers over a period of 2,000 years. Imagine that. 2 Peter 1:21, it says this. 2 Peter 1:21, the Bible says, "No prophecy ever came from what some person wanted to say, but people were led by the Holy Spirit and spoke words from God." All right, so they were led by the Holy Spirit. Moses, David, Paul, Peter, they did not give up. They did not give up. I am thankful for that. I'm thankful for them. My grandparents didn't give up. My dad didn't give up. Now it's my turn with my kids. So let us not give up. Let us transmit the same message to our next generation. We're so thankful for all of that. Matthew 24:35, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." You know, we can have the conversation with God by reading His Word right here. Wonderful. Also, I want to share with you real quick, I'm thankful as well for family and friends. You know, I'm so thankful for my spiritual family, and I'm so thankful for all of you in this congregation. Every single time I come here, it feels like I recharge my batteries, you know, for this upcoming year and everything. And thank you so much for all the work that you guys do. It's really a blessing. It's truly a blessing to know you all and to have this fellowship with you. Really encourage me and my family. And just want to say, muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. And the Bible says that we have to be thankful for family and friends. We need to be thankful for our family. Why? For our husband, for our wife, for our children. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:22, the following. Proverbs 18:22, it says this. And I want to challenge you, before you leave the parking lot, to do the following. In a minute, I'll let you know. Proverbs 18:22, the Bible says, if you find a wife, you have found something good. She shows that the Lord is happy with you. That's what the Bible says. Proverbs 18:22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So before we leave the parking lot, if you have your wife with you, just turn to her and say, I'm so thankful for you. I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful. And I love you, right? And we need to be thankful for family. Now let's go to husbands. Titus 2, 3, and 4. Listen to what it says about husband. And the Bible says the following. Titus, let's go to the New Testament. And it says the following about husbands. Titus chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. It says, also, teach the older women to live the way those who serve the Lord should be. They should not go around saying bad things about others or be in the habit of drinking too much. They should teach what is good. Verse 4. By doing this, they will teach the younger women to love their husbands and children. So the Bible talks also, to be thankful or to love, the husband and everything. So I challenge you wives to do the same thing, and say, well, I'm thankful that I have you as my husband, and I'm so thankful for God, with God for you. Now let's go with children. Psalms 127, 4 and 5, the Bible says this. Children, it says in Psalms 127, 4 and 5, it says this. 127, 4 and 5, it says, a young man's sons are like the arrows in a soldier's hand. The man who fills his quiver with sons will be very blessed. He will never be defeated when he opposes his enemy at the city gates. We as parents, we are so blessed for our kids. I'm so blessed for Noemi, so blessed for Juanito, and Zacarias, and Leah. We're so blessed. It's really something so joyful just with the kids, and they do things that, yes, drive us crazy sometimes, but it's just a wonderful thing, just the kids, We love them, and I love you so much. I'm so proud of them. Parents, we need to be thankful for our parents. Ephesians 6:2, we know the scripture. You must respect your father, says the Bible, and mother. This is the first command that has a promise with it. You know what a wonderful thing. Just as a son, as a daughter, say, Mom, Dad, you're the best. Just by saying that, man, we're like, oh, wonderful. There's times where Noemi will just hug us and just say, oh, you're the best parents. So Juanito will come and say the same thing. And of course, the first thought is like, what do you want? What do you want, right? Like, when they do it by heart, or they do it with their hearts, and it really makes us feel really good. So just by saying that, right, just expressing that, just saying, I'm thankful that you're my dad, I'm thankful that you're my mom. So I challenge you guys, with your dad, with your mom, before leaving the parking lot, say that, express that, and that will really, really help us to be more thankful for what we have. Friends, of course, we need to be thankful for our friends. 3 John 1:14, listen how the Apostle John, he expressed this about friends. What a wonderful passage. I love it. 3 John chapter 1, verse 14, it says this. The friends salute thee. Salute the friends by name. Right? What a wonderful thing is to have friends, to have good friends, to have friends that will help us to be better. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves you all the time. Proverbs 27:6 says you can trust what your friend says, even when it hurts. And that's when you see and you, that's when you can prove that they're real friends. When they tell you that you're doing something that is not good, they will tell it to your face. You know, other people might say, well, you know, let's take another approach, or I don't know, I just don't want to get into the lies or something, but your real friend will tell you that is the dumbest thing I ever heard, I wouldn't do it, you shouldn't do it, don't do it, right? They tell it as it is, right? And thank you for those friends that will help us to get closer to God. Thank you for those friends. Proverbs 27:17, it says, as one piece of iron sharpens another, so friends keep each other sharp. So God bless those friends that help us to be better, help us in our daily spiritual life. Of course, we're thankful for the church. We're thankful for her members, for the salvation in her. But I want to close this lesson just to express how thankful I am for Jesus Christ, for his love. For his love, because this is the reason we are here. This is the reason why we know each other, because Jesus Christ. That's it. John 15:13 says, greater love hath no other man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. I'm so thankful for his teachings as well. John 8:31-32 says, Jesus therefore said to those Jews that had believed in him, if ye abide in my word, there are ye truly my disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Recently, this past week, I was watching some of the episodes of the Chosen, I think it's called. The Chosen talks about Jesus. And Laura and I were watching that, and just the way that they put it like that, Jesus on a small house, people on the windows looking inside, a lot of people, and one will ask something, and then another one will ask another thing. It just hit us like, wow, the patience that Christ had, being very patient, very generous in explaining everything, in teaching us, mankind, everything. Like, he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that, but he chose to do that because he loved us so much. And we love him because he loved us first. That's what the Bible says. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for his teaching and for his leadership, for his sacrifice. John 10:17, the Father loves me because I give my life, said Jesus. I give my life so that I can get it back again. 1 John 3:16, this is the last verse. 1 John 3:16, this is how we know that what real love is. Jesus gave his life for us. That's it. So do I care what other things of me, what society thinks of me? No, I care what Jesus did for me, what God thinks of me, and that's more than enough, and it ought to be enough for us as well. He loves us, he died for us, and oh, we're so blessed. In 1922, Paul Dummer wrote, thou hast with ever watchful eye looked down on us with holy care, and from thy storehouse in the sky has scattered plenty everywhere. Then lift we up our songs of praise to thee, O Father, good and kind. To thee we consecrate our days, be thine and temple of each mind. With incense sweet our thanks ascend, before thy works our powers pall. Though we should strive years without end, we could not thank thee for them all. Thank you God for everything. This is the lesson this afternoon. I want to express again that I'm so thankful, so grateful with God to be here. Thank you for keep inviting us and keep inviting me and my family. Laura couldn't make it this time, but hopefully next year she'll be here with the little one and with Leah. And You'll notice when he's here, Zachariah, because a little tornado, right? And but yes, he's growing and everything. But we're so thankful. We're so thankful for all of you. Thank you so much. So let us sing the invitation song at this time.